Okay, if you're just tuning in, it's 4:45, and I've got the lovely and amazing Royal Streets here in the studio.
Hello.
Two members from the Royal Streets, Al and Jillian. So, hi, guys.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Just fixing my chair set up here.
I know. This is a very kind of, you know, off-the-cuff type of studio.
Yeah, it's great.
And so the last time I talked to you, you were headed on your first Western tour. So how did that go?
It was amazing. Yeah, it was something none of us really had experienced yet. Like Joe was saying earlier, it was for a lot of us our first time going out west.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just cool in terms of kind of the shows and the venues and
the people we met
and everything. It just seems like, especially from our first two tours, especially, which were kind of like play wherever you go, wherever you can get in. Third tour, where it started to kind of pick up, we went out east for the third time and we were playing in cooler venues and mm-hmm. to like bigger crowds. But then going out west was something else. We did like a whole bunch of universities. We were doing some festivals. We did Jasper Folk Fest in there, which was
I was gonna say, you went
unbelievable. We went pretty much from here right over to Vancouver, and then we did like Calgary, Edmonton, pretty much all the major cities. We had like Jasper and Kelowna. But yeah,
so did you get a chance to like sightsee while you were on the road or not?
Yeah, well,
so
we stayed. It was actually Michael's birthday, and we stayed with his aunt and uncle in Kamloops.
Oh, great.
And they took us on this awesome, it's almost like a desert hike. Like, it was crazy. I've never seen something like that. Desert in Canada. You wouldn't think of it, but
no.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was crazy. The scenery alone is just like...
I know.
Kelowna was beautiful,
too. Yeah, what are we doing living here?
I know. my dad actually lives in Victoria in Saanichton, and it's... he's got this amazing place, and the last time I went, he was in Salt Spring Island, and that was like, you go out west, and everybody is so laid back.
Yeah.
Have you noticed this since you came back to Ontario?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everybody's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, different kind of people. There's a little bit more time for everything. I think the clock actually runs a little bit slower.
Yeah.
I think so, too, actually.
It's amazing.
So, do you guys have new material that you want to premiere, or...?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, a new song.
Okay.
We can do... you want to do it right now?
Sure.
We can. I'll let you set it up and do an intro. And who wrote this song, and is it on, you know, is it an upcoming CD that's coming out? Or?
Jillian actually wrote the song. It's brand new. We just finished it last weekend.
Yeah.
But we're kind of doing something a little bit crazy this weekend at the show that we're playing, and we can talk about that a little bit later. But we're going to be playing like... three or like pretty much six new songs right off the hop. So
okay,
just throwing it at him. Yeah.
This one's called Vanilla Coke.
Yeah,
Vanilla Coke.
Saying goodbye never felt so good. Stop me from doing just what I should. I chose not to realize. Single-handedly, you were leading my between the coffee, cigarettes, and broken sleep. Never again will I fall that hard. Make believe in dreams, little things, so I don't fall. Ooh.
nest is for the birds, and I love a rat. My gold addiction and a minor choke restriction. Fuck your cigarettes. Never talk to you again.
That was lovely. That
was sorry about the cough.
That was super chill. Oh, that was season. That was yeah. I know, I know. I found an interesting phrasing in that song. Al's gone really low. You've got low octave. You've gone Tom Waits low, and yeah, then you go right to the beautiful duet that you two have. So I think that was really nice. So why'd you write that song, Jillian? Why did you write that song? Or you want to tell me? You don't have to. You can go, I don't want to tell you.
Kind of just go with it. Kind of just...
I just kind of, I don't like purposely write a song. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
And then I can kind of guess why I wrote it, but sometimes I don't even know. It just
I find with a lot of the stuff that we write, it's almost more like we're telling stories a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. More than kind of relating to actual life
That's
situations.
True.
But a lot of the times, too, we'll be writing songs where we're just trying to make something up and it ends up being about something that's completely true and real.
Yeah.
Well, when you guys played the Wax, it was crazy in there, and nobody, I couldn't even, like, no one could get near you. It was
a lot of fun.
So that was so cool. It was great seeing you live. What are you doing on Saturday? This is your debut in Cambridge.
Saturday actually was kind of, we're going to be playing at the Bernshof, and
yes.
The doors are at 8.
Yeah.
The show probably won't get started until about 9, 9.30.
Okay.
It was super last minute. There was a band that was supposed to play, and they actually dropped out. And we just got a call from Ted Ferris. He's kind of the guy that's doing the promoting for it all, and he asked if we could fill the slot last minute, and we said, yeah, for sure, that would... We I've never been out there yet, and it's just a smaller venue, but so we kind of weren't really anticipating to be able to fill it up too much, but by the looks of it, it's going to be a pretty good turnout because Ted's been promoting the hell out of it.
Are you kidding me?
Trying to promote it as much as possible. Looking at the group, it looks like it should be a pretty good night. So there are actually advanced ticket sales too for that.
Mm-hmm.
The link and everything is on Facebook.
Yeah, it's all over Facebook. Yeah. Well, when they said, is it okay if the Royal Streets come to the studio? I went, oh, are you kidding me? Yes, of course. Yeah,
that's what I told him too. I said, oh, we know Coral already.
We already know.
Thank you for having us again.
Yeah, oh, no problem. My pleasure. How are the rest of the guys doing too? Like Sam and Eric and Michael.
They're doing great. They are working. Yeah. Back to work, back to reality.
Yeah.
But actually making money, so I think it evens out that way.
Yeah.
But they're good.
We added a new member, I guess, since the last time we were here. We have a pianist.
A pianist. We have a keyboard player. Yeah.
You have a keyboard player? Oh.
Yeah. She's from Kingston, but she knows Eric from school in Ottawa.
Okay, I was going to say, how did you find her?
Well, she used to play in another group called Justice RF. And they're from Ottawa, but we did our first tour ever with them. They were the other act on it, and since then, yeah, she's kind of changed it up. She ended up moving to Waterloo and was able to play with us. So worked out for all of us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the extra element of keys work with the Royal Streets?
Basically, since we don't have a bass player full time, it pretty much fills in that whole slot of low end and. and she's actually kind of experimenting a bit more with it now. She's gotten some synth type stuff.
Yeah,
and some I was going to say
that she picked up on the way. So
yeah,
see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, we could definitely we have the ability to be a little bit more experimental now for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you want to play another song?
Sure.
Or okay.
This one is called.
Which one?
I don't know what it's called actually yet, but it's brand new. Can you hear those levels all right? Does it sound okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call it like to be honest though for now. Feeds, but banks are drunk. There's no flow left for food, and we don't eat, just work for fuel. Fuel the gas is still a drooling. Can't converse. A jazz on. Moving tonight, the way the posters are hanging, we half ass just banging. Like to be honest though, taking it slow, just what we've been calling it, we must know who ain't more fun finds us asleep tonight. Be honest though, even though we can't pay for our cigarettes, we still find papers though. Ain't that typical? Looks like 3 years is what we're going for. 3 days, we weak, we disappear. Keep it responsible. Compulsive lives over here. But no, not really, though. Our lives are changing gears. Look at the stats we've bought. Like to be honest though, we're taking it slow, just what we've been calling it, we must know. Oh, ain't my fun finds us asleep tonight. To be honest though, even though we can't pay for our cigarettes, we still find papers though. Ain't that typical? To be honest though, we're taking it slow. Oh, we've been calling it, we must know. Who ain't more fun finds us asleep tonight. To be honest though, even though we can't pay for our cigarettes, we still find papers though. Ain't that typical? To be honest though, while taking it slow, for we've been calling it, we must know. Who ain't more fun finds us asleep tonight. To be honest though, even though can't pay for our cigarettes, we still find papers though. Ain't that typical?
I'm speechless. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was just beautiful. You have, you guys, I was the Velveteen Underground. I don't know. You guys remind me of, you know, you're that freaking cool.
Thank you.
That's a nice song, and that's called To Be Honest Though.
Well, we don't know yet.
We don't know.
To be honest though.
To be honest though.
To be honest though.
We don't really know.
The song
what
usually comes about like a month after we actually write it.
Yeah.
We kind of want to just get right into it and finish it before we actually write the name.
But, yeah, which makes perfect sense.
But no, yeah, but both of those are brand new within the week.
Man.
We've already gotten all six members in on them. And they're ready to go for Saturday. So, yeah, since it's kind of last minute for whoever comes out, we're just going to play a bunch of new stuff for them.
See what they think.
Oh, I'm sure they'll love it. Are you going to record your next album at Catherine North?
We haven't decided on the location. We did do the EP for this album, the EP we just released called Story Weekend, which is the title track on there. It was three songs, and we did those at Catherine North, but I think we originally wanted to go to Nashville to do this next full length.
Wow.
We haven't really looked at any studios yet or anything, but that's kind of been an idea that was in the air, like, right from the beginning.
Do you have a producer in mind?
Yeah, we're probably going to go with Dan Hosh again, who did the last one. And yeah, he was super down to go to Nashville too, so he's actually kind of been a member with us now for a few shows this year. He plays bass for us. Whenever we have a bass player, he's probably the guy that you see.
Yeah. He's from 1951, right?
Yeah.
They were great as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was great.
They played with us at Wax.
Yeah.
Last time we played there. And yeah, they just blew our minds. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could see you guys down in Nashville. Easy peasy, honest to God. Should we play a track from Kings and Queens?
Sure.
Okay. Last little while, I've had some people close to me just pass away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Very suddenly. So in my iPod, I have been listening to Ocean Toes.
Perfect.
Because I love that song. Mm-hmm. So you guys
that could help you out.
You guys have been with me on the street a lot lately, actually. And I can't tell you what a huge fan I am without sounding like a groupie. But I'm a huge fan, and I think you guys are so talented, and it's, you know, such an honor to have you here too. Again, like, I can't believe I lucked out twice. Here is Ocean Toes from, I always say Kings. It is Kings and Queen. Kings and Queen on Coral FM with the Royal Streets. Live in the studio. Al and Jillian are here. Ooh, I'm so excited.
Get him blown with the wind.
always ends up, it always ends. I was just, oops, I'm sorry for the dinner. I was just talking to Al and Jillian about stuff. So, and speaking of stuff, yeah, we got carried away. It was fun.
Get along way too well.
Yeah, that's true. This is another, and you're, and this, the other band, well, we have, there's another gig coming up for you, and this is a significant gig because it, I think, are you opening a new venue? Is that what you're doing?
No,
is
it an inaugural gig? It's a release show for Safe as Houses. They're okay. Good friends of ours.
So it is a release show. It's not the first band to play the new Maxwells.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't believe it's the first okay. band to play, but yeah, it is in the new Maxwells.
Yeah.
Pretty much fresh after they open up.
Yeah.
So we've played a few shows with these guys and
yeah.
they came actually and opened for us at our release show.
Yeah.
So it was really cool that they asked that we would play.
So it's you guys in Safest Houses. That's a great double bill.
Mm-hmm,
so that is, what day is that?
December
a Friday?
5th.
Is that a
I believe
Friday?
It's a Friday.
Friday, December 5th at the new Maxwell. So it'll probably be all over Facebook. Yes. I know Safest Houses already told me this and I think I'm going to be doing something with them as well. But you know, awesome. It's so great to see, you know, bands from here, the caliber of the music that you create and also Safe as Houses doing so well on a, you know, on, and you guys are like, you started at the Boathouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you're doing these national tours. And I think the next thing you're going to be doing, you're probably, have you been in the States?
We haven't hit
no,
the States
not
yet.
Yeah.
But definitely getting visas and,
that's
and
coming
down there is, is the goal.
Yep.
I mean, it makes winter touring possible because nobody wants to tour around in the winter.
Yeah.
We kind of stay close to home.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I think that's definitely the benefit of being able to tour the States is that it's not such a seasonal thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I could see you in the UK as well. I think
I'd love to do that.
I think European audiences, UK audiences love you guys. They just eat you up. So I think that is great.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed. I am sure. Is there another song you want to play or another song? Yeah, okay, a live song, sure.
If you
can
do, let's do...
which one?
Pick it up a little.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, there's none? Yeah.
Cool.
You have to count me on that one part.
This one also doesn't really have a name, but
Sober Lines
for now.
Another untitled masterpiece? Okay.
With the bones aside, I'm pushing my life to put a trap between the rail. Well, it might be time to go chasing trains again. We got one more night before an island flat. We act like rock stars in the fire. Can say what I want, cause no one's got a clue. There's no doubt in the signs that we've gone over. And yet there's no point wasting lives trying to stay sober. Always finding ways to get harder. Well, I'm not one for jumping puddles, but it's pretty from afar. And the winds will pick it up and blow it over. And when the sun comes out, your colors truly shine. And you know you do things well under pressure. Well, it's hard to keep my cool with this weather. And yet there's no doubt in the signs we've gone over. And where there's no point wasting lives trying to stay sober. Oh no, no, no.
trying to feel the breeze in the long run. Didn't seem so high chasing these stars till we are one. Making the road, see how it goes, call it slow burn.
And there's no doubt in the signs. We've got no hope. And where there's no pump, wasting life, trying to stay sober.
I've got goosebumps.
Oh, thanks.
Shiver factor. That was shiver factor. I have a question. Yeah. How do you... You have impeccable timing. It's almost like it's instinctive. How do you do that?
practice, I guess. Yeah, me and Jill have been singing together for a long time. We've actually, even like before this whole band thing started up, we were doing like coffee houses and everything.
You were?
And we went to the same high school, yeah.
Yeah.
We dated in grade 10 for like a week.
So, okay.
You know, we go way back. But I don't know. It's always been... Because there is definitely some people where you'll play with or sing with and you kind of feel like it's not on time. But
yeah.
The chemistry's kind of always like been there. It's
you
always
guys.
Been like bang on and so easy to go with. We definitely feed off each other's flow and it tends to work out. But
you guys have a telepathy. I'm thinking they it's almost like doing a monologue. It's almost like doing a two-hander play. Like, all of us, everyone's like the. Sometimes people will be talking at the same time, and then it just stops, and it's perfect timing, and then they start again, and that's what reminds me. Like,
that's really cool. Amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Like it's like a dialogue that you have, and it's so melodic. Can you tell? I've been writing all day. My mind is just creatively wow. But it's true. That's what it reminds me of. I'm thinking.
That's so cool.
I'm sitting here watching you two sing, and you can't hear us. Like I'm counting it in my head, going, and then you guys start. So it's like amazing how you guys are so tight. Oh, anyway, I just wanted to make that comment.
I think one of the. One of the best tricks is almost how well you can recover because we definitely do go off time all the time.
Yeah.
But you just it's coming back in, but still being in the same in the same time. Even if you do hit a wrong note, hitting the next one quicker so that it's back in time.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But definitely when we first start writing or playing new songs, it can be a struggle with timing and everything.
Yeah,
but I mean,
it just gets tighter with time.
Some of the writing we do too, when we write a song like fully together, that could have something to do with it because we've created the parts kind of, you know, so we know them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
What coffee houses did you guys sing at? I'm just curious.
Just like at our high school.
Yeah.
Like just we went to Grand River.
Yeah, Grand River. I was going to say, you went to Grand River and just sang at coffee houses.
Yeah.
And now look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, that explains the audience. They're, you know, kind of frenetic. They're all fans of, you know, they probably went to high school with you and they know you from all over the place.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
You definitely have a hardcore local following for sure. And now across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great.
Starting to pick up.
Did you, when you were on tour, did you visit any other radio stations and that kind of stuff?
East Coast.
Yeah, when we went out east, we did a few radio stations. This one, we didn't do so many interviews on this last one. Actually, the one show we played at
the university.
Yeah, which university was that? It was in
UVic.
I think it was in Vancouver. Yeah, it was
okay,
in,
Vancouver.
In UBC.
Yep.
We were aired on. It was like a live set while we were playing. We were playing out like in the middle of campus.
Yeah, that's cool.
They had a nice big setup.
Yeah,
and it was really cool how they did it actually because like every song, more and more people would be coming outside.
Of course,
and piling up and saying,
yeah.
So that was cool how they did that because it definitely engages everyone. It draws everyone in.
Did you did you guys have a favorite gig while you were out there? Is there one that stands out in your mind?
My favorite was probably Jasper.
Yeah. We met two bands that we just like instantly connected with, the Pick Brothers and the Bright Light Social Hour.
Yeah, there you go.
And,
man.
And yeah, they're from the States, and they were traveling up here, and we met them, and they're...
Austin.
Yeah.
From Austin, Texas?
Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho.
And they're these, like, greatly hairy bearded guys, and we just saw them like, hey, what's up? And instantly we just kind of like connected with them.
Yeah.
And the Pick Brothers are from Aurora.
Yeah.
And they're great too. Like, you should check them out.
It was really cool, actually, because it was a lot of the times when you like, they were two bands specifically that were kind of like exactly like us.
Yeah.
So like, right off the top, we just hit it off so well, and it was like a whole weekend of just like the best times. Yeah, like we did so many cool things with those guys, and they're so down to earth, and just the show even too, like the turnout was great, and the crowd was so good, so into it, and just. It was a really special place. Like, we were playing, there was mountains all around us.
Yeah,
it was
beautiful.
It was
there.
Awesome.
That I cannot have fun in Jasper, mm-hmm. really.
Exactly. And you guys have, on your website, you have merchandise too, like t-shirts and stuff like that. Do you have stuff?
Yeah, we've got, I'm not too sure if there's links for our merchandise. I know you can get the album off iTunes and Bandcamp. We might even have our t-shirts on the Bandcamp. I know we're working right now to get an online store set up.
Yeah, because people will want your t-shirts. I'm sure, like, you know, going to be touring more. I can see you down in Austin, Texas. I can see
great.
You playing South by Southwest.
Would be
I can see that.
To get down there.
I can definitely see that.
That's kind of that's a startup for a lot of bands, and when they can get the chance to go down there. So,
I know, and it's a big one.
Hopefully that's in the near future.
That is a big one. Well, you know what? I would like to thank you too. So much for coming in. It's such an honor to have you here again.
Thank you for having
Can't believe
again.
I
come back anytime.
Ace this twice in 1 year. what do you want to hear from King and Queens? Or Kings and... it is King and Queen.
At least you correct yourself.
Kings
though.
And
so
Queen.
Many people just say,
no, it's Kings and Queen. I should know that because, you know, Jillian's a queen and you guys are the kings. And you have to say hi to Michael for me and Eric and Sam as well.
Yeah.
No problem.
Maybe how it should be or wake up. What do you want to hear?
Wake up chord.
Wake up chord? Okay. We're going to play some wake up chord here. There we go. Okay. Well, thank you so much, you guys. All the
thank
best
you.
This Saturday at Bernshof.
Bernshof
pub.
Which
is
Cambridge.
It's a British pub, isn't it?
Yeah. Scottish
pub.
Even better. Salante. With Ted and Kerry and the Vinyl Cafe series. That is great. Mm-hmm. And then December 5th at Maxwell's Music House with Safe of Houses.
Yep.
Also my pals. Well, I'm gonna play you out, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, cheers.
Thank you so much.
You got Kaplan, Mother Ann. Close your eyes, open and pretend. Whole lot clear when the sun is up. Miles just racing through the stars. But there's no ideas getting slow, and there's no routine is audio. And you got three little babies growing up, whole lot of nerve you're taking now. So what if your life is fucked? Time to get a grip on what you've got. Cause there's a gentleman in his land out in San Diego. Well, he was your best friend and that's how to joke. And his routine, Zadio, Zadio.
dear, came slow.